The weather picture has changed dramatically in the last 24 hours. Yesterday was a very warm and humid day with numerous showers and thunderstorms that produced damage across our area. Most of the reports of damage were due to straight-line wind gusts. However, there were some reports of hail across our area. And to our east, the National Weather Service earlier today confirmed a tornado touchdown outside of Boston. That particular tornado rated EF0 on the enhanced Fujita scale. Of course, things are much, much better out there this afternoon. We're looking at a good amount of sunshine. Just a few fair weather clouds have mixed in. Our temperatures are running in the 70s and low 80s across most of our area. And the humidity that was just so awful yesterday in many areas has pretty much gone away. So we're dealing with dew point temperatures running in the 40s and 50s compared to near 70 yesterday. And that's why it feels so much more comfortable across our area this afternoon. Moving into tonight, the weather picture looks to remain quiet for most of us. The only exception is right along the Canadian border, where there is the small opportunity for an isolated shower or storm. Otherwise, it's a partly cloudy to mostly clear night with some areas of fog around, and most areas will have low temperatures in the 50s, though we may see a few 40s in the higher elevations across the north. Moving into the day tomorrow, we will see another disturbance approach from the west, so morning sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds. And there is a chance of a shower, especially later on in the day and heading into the evening hours. The best chance for that shower will be from about the Capital Region and I-90 South, but I can't rule out a late shower even across the North Country tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow will generally be in the 70s to right around 80 degrees. On Friday, an area of low pressure will scoot to our south and could brush our southern areas with some rain Thursday night into Friday morning before that area exits during the day on Friday. We should have a generally dry day on Friday. And then over the weekend, the computer models are indicating the potential for a storm that could bring us some rainfall later Saturday, possibly lingering into at least the first half of Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an isolated shower or storm near the Canadian border, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late shower, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with the chance of a late shower, high in the 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with some areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with the chance of a late shower, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late shower, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, a chance of morning rain south, high in the 70s, and on Saturday, increasing clouds with rain developing, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.